In attendance tonight, we have myself, Bill Pike, alternate Tom Lyon, alternate John Toomey, and alternate Andy Chambers. We have one application to manage tonight, but the first action is approval of the minutes from the last meeting. Should have them in front of you, so please take a look at those. And any comments or feedback, corrections? And there is some commentary relating to Mr. Rasher, who we'll have a public hearing for in a moment. So a good read.
Motion to approve. Yeah. Minutes that we're doing?
Yeah.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Mr. Toomey abstains. Motion passes. Okay. Continue the public hearing till tonight. This is the second time we've done that. The intention of doing that for Mr. Rasher was to give them a chance to bring in more information specific around the site plan, anything else he has to offer. So before we do that, is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak to the board? Please do so.
Would I be able to?
Sure. State your name.
Project.
State your name and the address.
James Reed. I live in Mass. I don't live in Bolton. But I have actually listened to the audio recording of the last meeting twice. I happen to be in town on an unrelated matter. I just wanted to offer my support for his project. I understand that he wants to put in a pool to spend time with his children and grandchildren. It seems like a very reasonable use for his land. And his hardship would be that he can't put the pool anywhere else. I don't think putting it in the front yard is a reasonable thing. His hardship would be that he can't put it anywhere else based on the way his lot is oriented and the way that his house is oriented in relation.
Okay.
So I think it's a very reasonable ask.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. So hearing no other input, we'll close the forum for public comment, and we'll continue the public hearing for Mr. Rasher. Mr. Rasher, if you please introduce yourself, state your name, and come on up, and let's
let's see what you got. I live at 8 Alexis Drive. And just to give you some background, I was here in January, and there weren't enough measurements on my plan. So the board asked me to come back with better measurements. I came back in February, and I had made measurements on my map, but I did not update them on my application. So they were inconsistent between application and map. Mr. Treat had asked me, had some doubts about the accuracy of my plot plan, which was a D grade plan from 1984. And he said that he was suspicious because of the notes on my plot plan, suspicious of the accuracy of the measurements. So since this is really my last whack here at the Apple, I went back to Gooden, Meehan and Gooden, which is a Manchester, same firm I had in 1984, still in business. And I asked them to update my plan. I put in my application, the contract that I signed with them. I paid them $1,000. It's $3,700 altogether for the new plan. And today they called me and said, we have the plan. If you want to stop by and get it, I couldn't put it in my application package because it was too late. And so I wanted to share this with you. I got copies from it.
Great.
It could be upside down, so.
Oh,
So Mr. Treat has said that he was suspicious. He didn't. He questioned the veracity of my measurements. So, and he also said that I was missing my stamp. Okay. In other words, I have my Meehan. I have a stamp on my, the Meehan and Goodwin gave me here. It's now an A2. It's considered an A2 plan. They had done my next door neighbor, okay, to Alexis Drive. So they had measurements on one side of the property. The thing that was hindering them this week was the snow, of course, getting out to where the boundary marks are. But they already had some of the boundaries because of my neighbor, who I share not only an eastern boundary with, but a southern boundary with. So they had those two measurements. They brought the surveyor out. I talked to him, where my well location, some of the other things, and they had enough information to go ahead and do this, put this, do this new plan. So I'm hoping that I just want to say one thing that on the from the corner of my house to the back boundary line on my original plat plan for 1984 was 52 feet. This one says 52 feet 4 inches. So the thing is that the one from 1984 did have quite a bit of accuracy. But to get this thing passed and be, to satisfy Mr. Treat and to satisfy the board, I wanted to get a new one done no matter the cost. So I've done the, I followed through with updating it. I think it's a good thing. I'm asking for, according to the measurements, I have the 40-foot bound, building line in the back. I'm asking that to be shortened to 28 feet. I need 12 feet, 10 feet from my house, 14 feet from the pool, and it's 52 feet from my house. So I'm asking for 12. I'm asking for 12 feet to I would say to go over the building line from 40. So that it would no longer be 40 with the variance. I'd be 28 feet from the back boundary line.
Okay.
And that's basically my case.
Thank you for following through as requested, Mr. Asher. I just have a question, but I'll call it a clarification. So, 28 from the 40-foot setback, plus 14 for the pool. That's 42. Correct? So you have approximately 10 feet
I have 10 feet from the house.
on the house,
Yeah.
not 12.
Danielle
Just,
put 10 feet on my, I had the other flat plan and she had put 10 feet in there. It was getting crowded with numbers. I didn't want a confusion, but it's about 10 feet. Yeah, it's 10
Yeah, when
feet
you
from
just
the
spoke, you
house.
said 12, I think. I'm not correcting you. I'm just illuminating. When you just told us now, you said 12.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so it's more like,
It was 10. I should have said
we'll
10.
say 10 and change, right?
Right.
10.4 to be exact, I guess. Is the distance from the corner of your house. Would you agree to that?
Yeah, I mean
Okay.
the 52-4 from the corner to the back boundary line was very it was interesting because it was 52 on the one from 1984. So I mean it's very the one from 1984
Right.
had a lot of validity. This one gives it more accuracy and it's I'm glad I did it because I'm using something that's 46 years old,
Okay.
so it needs to be updated anyway.
So you'll be 10.4 feet based on this from the corner of the house.
Yeah.
Can you restate? I know it was part of your original packet, and I have it here, and I reread it today. In your own words, could you just kind of reiterate your hardship?
Well, the hardship, this gentleman here that spoke in the public session, basically,
Yeah, just for the record, I have to do this. I apologize.
that's
Him not
just
being a resident, I'm discounting his input as part of
I was just
the public hearing for your application.
To thank him and reference
sure,
him.
sure.
But the thing is that my hardship is that I don't have any other place. You can see that my well is at the driveway, and that was kind of repositioned because I think that that was not really accurately placed on my 1984. So that's more than 25 feet from my pool. The septic system tank is about 25 feet from my pool, or the proposed pool, and then to the east side of the house is all of my leach fields. Where it says approximate leaching field, I have my leach field there, and also I have my reserve leach field there. So that leaves me with just the front yard. I mean, I'm really over on the west side. There's a proposed road. It has never gone in. Okay, but there could be a road there that would go back to that 35 acres of undeveloped land in back of me.
Right.
So I'm really kind of my driveway. I don't think my shed is. I'm going to call Mr. Don tomorrow and see if this is absolutely the last version of this. The shed to me is not really correctly placed because I definitely didn't go over the line there. But anyway, that's my hardship. My hardship is the only place I can put the pool. And adhere to the requirements of distance from septic tank, distance from well, and they give me something comfortable from the house. You know what I mean? I don't want to be, if I adhered to the 40-foot line, the pool would be against the house, which is just preposterous. So the thing is that this is the best placement for the pool that I can come up with. Okay, because if I move it to the east, it'll be too close to the septic tank. If I move it to the I could move it a little bit more to the west, but it really would be close to the well.
Okay. On this new site plan that you brought in here, survey, what's the significance of the 12-foot indication here?
Well, I mean, that's the 12 feet is what I'm asking for as far as the variance, because it's 40 feet. There's the 40-foot boundary line, or it says RY, but the 40-foot, to me, that's the, what they call it, I call it.
Yep.
But then I'm asking for that 12 feet so that it reduces it to 28. So the variance would give me a 28-foot building line. Okay, when I bought the property in 1978, the building line was 25 feet. Okay, and somewhere along the line, it was changed to 40. So that was kind of a shocking news. When I went to put the pool in, I found out that the building line had been changed from 25 to 40 somewhere along the
R1.
Line.
Can that count as a hardship? Zoning changes over a lifetime of your ownership?
It can if it works against you.
Yeah.
Whole idea of an R1 property is you've got, you know, big side yard and
sure.
front and rear
yeah.
setbacks.
Yeah.
So that's like the it's an indication that the lot size is large.
Yeah.
And it can accommodate those. It also gives you often some flexibility for variance because the setback is large.
It's not 40 feet.
So if you went from 40 to 35 or whatever the case may be, you've got some play there. So it can work in your favor because you're not necessarily intruding upon your neighbors or typically R1s have plenty of room for, you know, septic and reserve, and it's also can be tied, you didn't ask me this long a question, but topology.
Sure.
Right? You can have a lot of acreage, but some of it could be non-buildable.
Yeah.
Slopes too steep, and this actually slopes down to this
slope. Yeah, I drove by it. Yeah.
Yeah. So it all it's what's unique about the property.
I was going to ask about the slope too, because I'm familiar with this area. Is it a steep slope and there's nothing behind you?
No, behind
but there
me.
Could be someday,
I mean,
should there ever be a proposed road.
Yeah, but I mean, I've lived there for 48
sure.
years.
Yeah.
I've never met the owner. It has changed hands. It's 35 acres. It's currently for sale for $250,000 for 35 acres.
Oh.
It goes, the entrance they have on the proposed sale is on Hebron Road. So they're not even interested in using this entrance here on Alexis Drive. They kind of like just blew right by it. And so they have the entrance to the area. If a builder was, if a contractor builder was interested, would be on Hebron Road.